This is Wade Breath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A protester who was fined and jailed for participation in a rally against Putin in Russia was later cited for jaywalking and has been awarded $27,000 and court expenses by the European Court of Human Rights in a rebuke. Extensive study of Arkansas and Kentucky health programs found that the number of uninsured in Arkansas dropped to 19.4% from 41.8% and in Kentucky to 12.4% from 40.2%. Cost of copays dropped twice as much in Kentucky because it was Medicaid rather than private insurance. An economic study from Utah in 2012 found that if states took over land management that's now handled by the federal government, it would cost the state $275 million a year to administer. The giant Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center in New York City at the beginning of the year is turned into lumber for use in Habitat for Humanity home construction. The Paiute Indian tribe has held a press conference asking the squatters to leave the Oregon occupation, saying they know the Bundy Bunch isn't talking about returning the land to them. Canada and France have eliminated sales tax on tampons as a necessity, as have five states in the U.S. Pennsylvania went the whole distance and exempted toilet paper and diapers at the same time. Turkish authorities raided a workshop and seized more than 1,200 defective life jackets meant for sale to migrants. House of Representatives voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act for the 62nd time. Public Employees Union in Wisconsin, AFSCME, has lost two-thirds of its members and funding since the Republican-controlled state legislature enacted the anti-union bill Act 10, notwithstanding protests by tens of thousands of union members. Act 10 also bars any requirement that government workers pay union fees and prohibits government agencies from collecting employee dues on a union's behalf. The law also requires any public employee union that wants to bargain to hold an annual election to determine whether a majority of workers want a union. Because the law sets a high bar, the union must win not just a majority of those who vote, but all of the workers in the bargaining unit. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.